Chapter 1. In the lovely little home Jim Dear and Darling called their own, the world was cozy, small, and safe. Their street was always quiet, the houses perfectly painted, the lawns well kept. Every morning, neighbors greeted Jim Dear with happy waves as he walked to retrieve his paper. Every evening, as he and his wife strolled down the tree-lined sidewalk, they heard the happy sounds of children playing, or the occasional friendly bark of a dog. Not a thing was out of place. It was perfect. Well, almost perfect. One evening, as snow began to fall outside, Darling sat on the floor by a roaring fire. Over her, their Christmas tree sparkled and twinkled, the ornaments catching the firelight. Darling was happy. She loved her husband with all her heart. She loved their home and every piece of furniture and knick-knack they had collected together. The end of the year and the holidays made her all the more grateful for everything she had. Sighing happily, she closed her eyes. Hearing footsteps, Darling started to open them again. "Keep them closed," Jim Dear said. "Keep them closed." "Okay, you can open them." Peeking with one eye, Darling cocked her head. Jim Dear held a hat box. His usually pale cheeks were rosy from the cold, and his hair, typically brushed back off his face in the tidy style of the day, was messy. Her husband was a musician and had the soul of a poet, but he tried hard to look dapper. "You think I need another hat?" she asked playfully. Jim Dear shook his head. Gently, he placed the hat box on the floor. "Guess again," he said. Just then, the box moved and made a rustling sound. Darling sat up straighter, her eyes widening. She got to her knees and carefully removed the lid from the box. Brushing away a layer of soft tissue paper, she let out a happy squeal as two big brown eyes appeared. It was a puppy. Darling reached in and lifted the puppy from the box. The cocker spaniel was adorable, with long, wavy brown ears and a brown and white body. She wiggled excitedly in Darling's hands. "Well, Darling?" Darling looked up at her husband and then back down at the puppy. "She's perfect," Darling cooed. "A perfect little lady." At the word, the puppy's tail wagged even faster. Lady had found a home. When Lady had been put in the hat box, it had scared her at first. But as soon as she had locked eyes with the kind woman who had opened it, she had felt safe and loved. For the rest of the evening, she sat in the woman's lap while the woman, who smelled of lavender and honey, gently rubbed Lady's belly and gave her kisses. Lady had discovered that her new humans were named Darling and Jim Dear, and that they loved each other, and her, very, very much. Only now, Darling and Jim Dear seemed to be leaving her. The moon had come out, and the stars were twinkling in the sky, so Lady knew it was night. But she wasn't sure why that meant she had to leave her new family. As they put a big dog bed down in the middle of the pantry, Lady wiggled in Darling's arms. "There, there, Lady," Darling said. Lady knew she was trying to make her feel better, but she didn't like the looks of the pantry door. A moment later, Jim Dear put a few pieces of newspaper down and gave her a pat on the head, and then they turned and left. The door shut behind them. Lady was alone. She stood still for a moment, looking from the bed to the newspaper to the heavy door. Letting out a little yip, she rushed at the paper and grabbed it between her teeth, shaking it. A puppy growl formed in the back of her throat. The noise she made startled her, and Lady dropped the paper. She moved to the door and shoved her nose against it. It didn't budge. She pushed again. This time, the door swung a little bit. She pushed again and again, until the door swung wide enough that she could slip through, out of the pantry. Wandering the house, she sniffed and nosed a pair of shoes on the floor. She hopped over a guitar,